This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Zephyr CMS. It's a modern cloud-based CMS system that's licensed only to agencies. You can find them at zephyrcms.com. More about this later in the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today as well, it's me. I'm going to do another solo show, and I'm going to do a topic that this is part two of podcasting. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to part one, where I talked about why I think every small business should have a podcast, you might want to go back and find that one however you listen. Today, though, I'm going to talk about podcasting in a different manner, and that is being a guest on one of the millions of podcasts that's already out there being produced by somebody else. Look, podcasting has grown rapidly, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that this audio content is so portable. Everybody, every big name in media, you know, has gotten into the game. And so, you know, all the apps are there, just shows up on your iPhone automatically. So podcasting is something that's really a great deal of where the growth has come from. So take advantage of that fact by being a guest on other people's podcasts. So putting yourself out there to be guest, it's kind of like pitching yourself in traditional PR, like to radio or television, but now you've got access to the producers that are producing that. You've got directories that are actually listing all of these out there, so they're pretty easy to find. I mean, and the thing I love about podcast content is not just content. You know, so many blog posts today are just blah, 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 500 words of something. But podcast content, quite often, I'm not saying it's all great, but quite often, it is an opportunity for you to share your story, your authority, your branding, your expertise in an engaging manner in somebody's head. I mean, in their earphones. So I really think that you know, instead of going out there, say, for guest blog posting, that was kind of the big thing from an SEO standpoint, from a content standpoint for so many years, that it's gotten overdone. I mean, I get 10, 12 pitches a day, probably at a minimum, of people wanting to write guest blog content on my site. I mean, it's just overdone. It's worthless. And even the sites that take guest content, you know, they just bury it. There's no promotion. There's increasingly, there's not even a link back for you. So being a guest on a podcast is completely different than that. The SEO benefits, the engaged audience. I mean, the person that you're being on the show, like in guest blogging, you do all the work. In this case, the host of the show really does the majority of the work. I mean, you prep for your interview, you show up. Hopefully, you've got some you know, good succinct answers to give, but you don't actually have to write or, you know, pitch anything. Once you get booked on a show, you show up, you do the interview, you get links, you get content. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you can actually amplify the fact you've been on shows as well. But from an SEO standpoint, I think it's probably the number one value in terms of time spent that you can do for SEO, because, you know, SEO comes down to a couple things: having the right keyword phrases, having the right content, having links back to that content. Well, blog, or I should say podcast episodes, have all of those. Quite often you're talking about, you get to mention over and over and over again the things that you do, the keyword phrases that are just going to be natural to your business. The content that is being produced automatically, and increasingly is not only audio content, but is showing up in text, in a transcription, on a lot of, or at least in show notes. And then, of course, most podcasters today want to link to all the things that you mentioned. So instead of just getting that little link in the bio like you might on a guest post, you might get a link to an ebook, you might get a link to a certain product, you might get a link to your own podcast, and quite often 4, 5, 6, 7 links. I know for years that's what I've done, and pretty much any resource that somebody mentioned on a podcast, I want to go ahead and make sure that I put in the show notes. So not so from an SEO standpoint, you know, you get the keywords, the content, and the links. But I'll tell you the other thing that I really love is that you also get a host who is incentivized quite often to promote the show. Again, going back to guest blog posts, a lot of times there's no promotion of those. It's just, yeah, sure, fill out a thing, you know, send it, we'll post it, great. But podcast hosts want listeners. They want people to download. They want people to see the show. So they are highly incentivized quite often to promote your episode. Again, another great benefit. So let's talk a little bit. Hopefully I've hammered home the benefits. Let's talk about how you get on shows. So first off, like any activity worth doing, it's not something that you do one time and forget. I mean, it's something that, you know, you need to put on your calendar weekly perhaps, because especially when you're first getting started, if you don't have a compelling hook, if you don't have some amazing story that, you know, that everybody wants to hear, you're going to have to, you know, pitch a few people before you start getting invited to be on shows. First step is find the shows that make some sense. I mean, there are millions and millions of shows, but not all of those shows make sense for you to pitch, first off, because you don't have a topic that's relevant, and nothing irritates podcast hosts more than you pitching them on your, you know, great idea that has nothing to do with their podcast. So you got to find the ones that are going to make sense. A couple easy things, you know, type into Google. I mean, Google has its own podcast a directory now, so they are really good at surfacing podcasts. So just type in and into Google, like whatever industry you're in or whatever category you wanted to, you know, end podcast, and you will see a lot of podcasts. So that's an easy one. You can go to Apple's directory, iTunes, on iTunes, their podcast directory, and do the same thing. And actually, they make it even easier because they categorize. You know, if you're looking for marketing, there's a marketing category, so you can kind of drill down easily there. If you, like in my case, I interview authors of new books. And so, you know, a lot of times when I'm trying to find those authors, I will actually look at who has a new book out. And Amazon does a great job of saying, these are people that are also related. If you click on the author's link, it'll tell you, you know, these are people that are also related, or people also search for the similar authors. And so in some cases, that's a great way for me, you know, to find people that I want to invite to be on my show. But increasingly, those authors are doing podcasts now. In fact, I would say probably majority of, you know, business type authors are doing podcasts now too. So it's a great way to find kind of related podcasts. And then obviously, once you've been on a podcast or two, that makes it even easier to say, okay, I was on so-and-so's show. I'm going to go out there and and find people that are related to that show, because it makes it easier to pitch in some cases. But just start with a spreadsheet. You know, a lot of the it'll just be kind of down and dirty research. You can find people on Fiverr and other places that are other, you know, virtual assistant type services that'll do this kind of research for you. There are actually podcast booking services. Just a little plug for one that I actually started because I love this idea so much. I've started with my friend Phil Singleton a podcast booking service called Podcast Bookers. So there actually are people that you can go and pay to get you on these shows as well. You know, today content is everything. So our websites are really content management systems, but they've got to work like one. Check out Zephr. It is a modern cloud-based CMS system that's licensed only to agencies. It's really easy to use. It's very fast. Won't mess with your SEO. I mean, it really reduces the time and effort to launch your clients' websites. Beautiful themes, just really fast, profitable way to go. They include an agency services to really kind of make them your plug and play dev shop. Check out Zephr.com. That is Zephyrcms.com. All right, so now you get booked. What are you going to do? Because if you want to keep doing this as a practice, get good at doing it. Get good at being a guest. So a couple things first. If you get booked on a show, go listen to the show. Subscribe to the show. Maybe even review the show if you like the show. I mean, those are all things that are, well, first off, they're going to help you prepare, but they're also probably going to get you on the radar of the actual host. Being a guest on a podcast, like Being interviewed in a radio or in a newspaper, you're not there to sell. You're there to provide useful information or at least to entertain, you know, the audience, not to sell. So nothing will get you kicked off faster than being very salesy. It's very common for podcast hosts to do an interview and then offer the opportunity for you to share your website or your product or something at the end. But don't push that. Be pretty succinct in your question or your answers if you're being interviewed. Some shows are hour long. I've always kept mine to 20 minutes. Well, if I'm hosting a 20-minute show, then any answer that's over about 60 seconds is really going to take a lot of the airtime of that show. So keep your answers succinct. In the previous episode where I talked about doing your own podcast, I suggested, of course, that the sound quality is becoming extremely important. Well, it's extremely important as a guest as well. You're not going to be a very nice guest if your sound quality is terrible. The podcaster's gone to great lengths to have a great sounding show from their end, and you actually make yourself a very professional guest by having investing in a USB. Like I mentioned, the Blue Yeti is one that a lot of people use as a USB mic. It just makes you sound so much better than the built-in mics or your earbuds. Certainly. So, all right, you've been on the show. Awesome. Now promote it. Another great way to be a great guest is to actually promote the show as well. First off, your host is going to appreciate it, that you're spreading the word about the show, but it also is a way for you to say, hey, look, this person thought I was an expert. I answered these questions, go consume it. So, if you do any of your promotion, your email newsletters, on your blog, in your social channels, your email signatures. A lot of hosts these days are actually giving, kind of like banner things and little audio snippets, so whatever they have that they provide to you as for being their guest, go ahead and take advantage of all of those and really share the heck out of your show. Put it on Twitter 5 times, as I said, and make sure you tag the show or your host so that they know you're doing that as well. One last thing I'll tell you, when you're on a show, if you have a great interview, you feel like you have good chemistry with the host, or maybe after you've promoted the show, there's nothing wrong with going back and saying, hey, I really enjoyed being on your show. I'm trying to get the word out about, this, as you know, my business, whatever it is you're trying to get the word out on. I wonder if there are some other podcasters that you think I would be a good fit for. One thing about podcasters is they know other podcasters. And so getting a referral from a podcast host who thought you were a good guest, who thought you did a good job, goes a long way. I know if I get those from guests that have been on my show or other podcasters, I know that they've probably vetted that guest and it's going to be a good interview. So those are my tips for guesting on podcasts. Make it a habit, make it a big part of your practice. No matter what your business is, you can benefit significantly. Your entire online presence, your authority, your expertise will benefit from being showcased on podcasts. That's it for this week. Hopefully you guys are staying safe and being well. We love those reviews. Drop into iTunes or your favorite directory and tell us what you think of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. All right, take care.